Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. When I talk about us, I'm talking about Dr. Alice Benton. Hello, Alice.
Hi.
And Milan Yurkovich.
Hey. Hi, both of you. It's good to be with both of you. It's been
a
while.
It really is. Yeah. I love being with you guys. And if anybody wants to be with us, we're going to be in the studio 2 hours at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk to you. So give us a call and 1-800-229-3000. I want to mention something to you. We've mentioned it casually a couple times, but in October the 5th, we're going to be in California for the 12 Steps to Happier Conference. And that is truly a great recovery conference. We're going to talk about 12 steps for anybody. But if you know about recovery and you know the Serenity Prayer, the long version says that, at the end it says, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next.
Wow.
So we're moving toward supreme happiness in the next life. That's what, recovery really is all about. And we're going to focus that whole day on it. If you want to know more about that, you can go to newlife.com or just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But what I really want you to call about quickly, soon, so you can join us, and that is weekend after next, we're going to be in D.C. Milan will be there. I'll be there. My wife, his wife, Kay, my wife, Misty. We're all going to be there for the Intimacy in Marriage Conference. And, we talk about a lot here that, some people come and they're going to divorce if we don't do something and it is helpful to them. We also talk about, don't just go to some marriage thing that helps you communicate better if you hate each other, being able to tell each other better how much you hate each other. That's not going to help. But really, if you have a pretty good marriage and you would like to learn some new ways to enrich and deepen your communication, this is a great, great weekend for you.
This is really for all marriages. God tells us that we're supposed to be growing our whole life. It's this thing called sanctification, that there's supposed to be growth, new insights. One of my favorite speakers recently was Kay Warren, and we heard her talk, and she said, I pray every day this year that God would help me see my blind spots. And that's a very brave prayer for anybody to make. And but what she's saying is, I want to learn and grow and get better at this thing called interpersonal relationships. And this marriage intensive is really about that. It's not just about sexual intimacy. It's about emotional, relational, spiritual, and all of that will have an effect upon our physical intimacy as well.
My husband really likes when I work as a group leader at those weekends because I always come back with something that helps improve our marriage.
Yeah.
Truly, every single time.
Yeah.
And we work pretty hard on it anyhow.
That's neat.
We want you to come. You can still sign up. It is weekend after next, there, last weekend of June in Washington, D.C. Great, great place to have a conference like this. The Yurkoviches and the Arterburns will be there. We'd love to see you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that. Also, our Life Recovery Conference on 12 Steps to Happier. I'm going to be preaching this weekend here locally at Heartland Church. Would love for you to join me there. And I'm going to be talking about Watch What You're Doing. But right now, for 2 hours, we're here for you. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We go to a break, we come back, and I'm going right to your phone call. So, so glad you're with us right here today on New Life.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. We're going to go to Tanya in Atlantic City, New Jersey. She has called us at 1-800-229-3000. Glad that she did. Tanya, how are you? What's going on in your life today? Hi there.
I'm fine, thank you. Hi, Steve. Hi. Everyone on the panel, I see, attended one of your conferences years ago, the New Life conferences, and I really enjoyed myself.
Wonderful.
But what I'm calling in today, I'm not sure if I actually have a question, but I actually wrote a gentleman that's currently an inmate. I ended up falling in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
He the same. And he proposed, and I said yes. I don't have any doubt about that. I think one of my biggest questions is I'm trying to live my life for myself, and for a long time I've lived my life according to what someone else thinks, what society thinks, my mother, or whatever the case may be. And I actually wanted to let that go because I don't have any doubt about him. I actually did not, I wasn't looking forward to that, and I really didn't want to fall in love with someone that is incarcerated.
Yeah.
He's getting out, but I didn't want to do that. That's not my perfect story, but it happens to be like that. And I really do enjoy him. I really do look forward to being with him, but I do have doubt. I don't doubt him, though. I just have doubt in general.
Well, you have to tell us what he did to get in there, you know. We'd love to know that. What was that about? Yeah.
He was 23. He was locked up for armed robbery.
Okay. How old is he now?
At the age of 23. He's 40. He's 39.
Okay.
So he's been away for 15 years.
All right. And what's the plan? Like, when would you marry him?
Actually, we're planning on getting married while he's still incarcerated. We don't necessarily have to do it, but there's no reason for me not to. We actually do have a plan in reference to his release. And I've spoken with his family. He has great support from his family.
Yeah.
He's actually getting his associates in Christian counseling. He has a whole plan for his life before I even came into his life.
Okay. All right, so we're going to just trust that you have done your homework and you know that he's the real deal, and you're talking with the family and all of those kinds of things. And so what is the question for us then?
I think my question is, and I think this is overall within my life, I need to be able to let go of people's opinions. Because my life actually has come to a stop. I stopped singing, I stopped doing a lot of things based on what someone else would say. And with this situation, I didn't want that to interfere because I allow people to rule my life pretty much, down to my children.
Okay, so.
But this is something that I'm really confident about.
All right. So you want us to tell you what?
I'm trying to learn how to just go with my own heart. I'm very sensitive to what people say. I'm very sensitive to people's opinion. I even spoke to my son yesterday, and I let them push my buttons. I just let people get up under my skin, mm-hmm. and okay. I think that would probably affect this situation as well, because it's a situation that people will definitely judge.
Right, but here's my concern, is that if in reaction to people, you know, telling you what to do, criticizing you, living your life for others, if you cut off communication from other people, then you're out there on your own and you have no input and you don't value anybody's input. You can really mess up your life that way with an overreaction. So let's start with Alice. What are you thinking here, Alice, about
Tanya, I have a lot of empathy for you because you're in a tough spot where you're so excited about this relationship with this man. You're not doubting it, but it must be tough to share with other people because of the reactions you're realistically afraid to get. So I could understand,
right.
Because,
yes.
Yeah. And if people's opinion has had too much sway in your life, it makes sense to me too that you would really back away and not want to hear anyone's opinion. But you make me think about the Bible and how much it says that we need good people in our life that we allow to speak into us so that we can receive mm-hmm. grace and truth from them. Are you a believer, Tanya?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay. So my hope would be that you find a middle ground where you have a core group of people who know you well and who will give you both love, support, encouragement, but also tell you tough things that you don't want to hear, but they do it out of love and care and concern, because I think that's how God has designed us to grow. And I'm with you. I hate criticism. Go ahead.
I will say this. I am actually in therapy, and I brought it up to my therapist last week. Because I want to be totally honest and transparent with her, so that whatever I'm not in therapy for that situation, but I was just in therapy overall. So I did bring it up to her. And then my mom knows, some people don't make comments at all. Like my mom was, she's like, okay. And so I don't have those people around me that, I have people that kind of ignore the elephant in the room. So
okay,
it's not like I'm not open to.
Yeah, but here's a question. How long have you been seeing that counselor?
I've been seeing her for about 3 months now.
So in three months, you've never revealed to her this huge, huge issue about you're engaged to a guy that's in prison, he's getting out. I'm concerned for you. About
I revealed it to her instead. Last week was the first time I told her he was in prison. But uh-huh. I did tell her about him. I just didn't tell her the full story. I just wasn't. And even when I told her face, it looked like it went. She became a ghost.
Tanya, I want to step in here, Tanya, because I wonder if your concern about others people's opinions in this situation actually speaks volumes about the concerns that you might have about this. And I heard you say, I don't doubt it. I'm totally secure about it. But because you know other people will have strong reactions just about the safety aspects and what's this man like outside of prison now that he's been in there 15 years, and I know you're not asking our opinion about that, but I wonder if you're hesitant to reveal this because you have fears too about it.
I'm just hesitant to reveal it because like Steve said, I really don't care at this point what someone has to say like I said, I brought it up to my therapist. If I had someone on a spiritual level, like a pastor to go to, I would bring it up to them as well.
Okay, so Tanya, I am going to do a little bit of a different twist here. How often do you see this guy when you go visit him? I mean, how many times?
He's in Colorado.
How many times do you actually see him? And you're in Atlanta.
I haven't seen him yet.
What?
I haven't seen him yet.
Okay. So my recommendation is that, and I like that you found somebody that you love and he loves you. And I love that, you know, he went in at 23 and he's 39 and he's made a lot of just really great changes in his life. He's got good direction. I love all that stuff. But you really don't know him yet, Tanya. And what I'd recommend that you do is I would suggest, and I would tell this to anybody, whether they're in jail or not, people need to go through a lot of good premarital counseling, and they need to get in with somebody that understands histories and that a marriage is the collision of two histories. Two histories collide, and that's called marriage. Now, there's more than just jail. We don't know what his life was like before that. We don't know what yours was, what the reactivity levels are. If you really want to make sure, you got to spend time with him and in a counseling office where you're really working hard to study each other's past, who each other is, what the propensities are, and then what's going to happen when you put these two people together, what's the core dynamic that's going to be made. So my advice is not to say no, it's just to do further investigation when you can be together more.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then something that I have been redundant about recently is this. Reminding everybody that nothing or no one thing fixes everything, right? So my point of that is he may be in a place where he's thinking, once I get out, life is going to be so much different and better and everything's going to be great. But it isn't. Because no one thing, even getting out of prison, makes everything better. And one of the most difficult, there are two transitions that are extremely hard. Out of the military, back to civilian life. Out of prison, back to a life just as a citizen, not in prison, with total access to freedom. Those are tough, tough transitions. Now, here's another third really tough transition. Getting married is really tough. And so if you put early marriage on top of him getting out of prison, it is fraught with difficulty. So I am going to suggest, Tanya, that you deal with the therapist you're working with, tell her everything and listen and try to be open to feedback. And I don't think anybody's going to say to you, no, but I think a lot of people might say to you, please don't rush. Please don't have an agenda. Please take your time. The more time you take up front, the better your time is going to be afterwards. Now, I'm going to send you, Is This the One?, right along with How We Love. I hope that those are going to be great books of insight for you. All right. I'm really glad she called, and I hope that she and the therapist get deeper and deeper into this issue here. Boy, I mean, even if he wasn't in prison and they had never seen each other, none of us would say, okay, get married as soon as he moves to your state or county or
whatever. Yeah, it would be like a long-distance relationship. Same thing, you know. Yeah. You need to spend time with the person because what she's getting right now are snapshots.
Yeah.
And it's not the full moving video.
He's putting his best ear forward, and you've got to see somebody walk and put their best foot forward knowing that there's another foot there that's going to come out. All right. How about we go to Sebastian, Hershey, Pennsylvania. He's called us at 1-800-229-3000. Sebastian, how are you? What's going on?
Hi there. I'm great. Thank you guys so much for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
So my wife and I, we have been married for about 6 or 7 months now. And my wife, she's a nurse. And she struggled from incredible anxiety and germ obsessive compulsive disorder. She has a lot of different compulsions, and she has great anxiety just from daily life and especially from her job. So in our first 6 months of marriage, she sees a therapist every week and does the best that she can to manage it. So we've had some struggles in the first 6 months of our marriage with the proper way for me to interact with her when she's going through those things. We did premarital counseling. We did 6 hours of premarital counseling and spoke a lot about it. And I basically just try to do the best I can to support her in those times, but it's tough because a lot of times she gets very angry. Sometimes she gets angry with God. I just want to know, you know, the best way that you guys think that I could support her, and if there's anything, any advice for her as well.
So glad you called. We're going to help you. But we have to go to a break first, and we'll do that right now. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Alice Benton and Mylon Yurkovich. Mylon K. wrote the book, How We Love. It's a great one. We'll take your calls and come back, and we're talking with Sebastian. A lot of people have different proclivities toward germ phobia, anxiety, things like that. We want to give you some help right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Glad you're with us here. And we're going to talk with Sebastian. How you doing, Sebastian?
I'm doing well.
Okay. So your wife has obsessive compulsive disorder, or certainly excessively compulsive about cleanliness. And you want some help with that. Well, Mylon, you want to get us started? What do you think?
Well, Sebastian, at the very core and heart of all this is your wife is struggling with anxiety. And the odds are that she's had that condition or been struggling with that for a long time. It just didn't start when she was a nurse, or it didn't start when she just got married. So, you know, would my hypothesis be accurate? Sebastian?
That would be correct. She had anxiety about different things throughout her life.
Right.
And then when 3.5 years ago when she started nursing, that's when all of the contamination,
sure,
germ OCD
well,
started.
Yep. Again, the core is anxiety, and it can take various forms based upon where you're at and what you're doing, and it can manifest in a lot of different ways. And certainly these are very frustrating, but you said you spent 6 hours discussing this, and I'm wondering, what that did, because it doesn't appear as though you said quite confidently we spent 6 hours. But I'm asking, did that have any impact upon her? It doesn't appear as though it did.
So, yeah, that's very true. It was six one-hour sessions we spent in premarital counseling, and we focused, I would say, 90% of that time on her obsessive-compulsive disorder and her anxiety. And the therapist did try to help, you know, do different things. But I would say the therapist probably talked more, you know, directly to her than to the both of us.
Okay. Okay, so here's my thoughts, Sebastian. Two things need to happen, and as a person myself who for a period of time grew up with anxiety and it carried into my adulthood, I had to do two things. One, I really had to address the historical situations and environment in my life that produced that. It wasn't just about doing things in the present. It was about grieving the past. And that's a very important segment of the therapy process. And really, in my opinion, maybe the most important part to understand the historical origins for why I'm anxious. And that was very important. The second thing was I needed something to help me slow down anxiety, because anxiety feeds on itself. It is something that in physics they tell you can never happen. There's no such thing as a self-perpetuating energy machine in physics, but with anxiety, it is self-perpetuating. It feeds itself and builds on itself. And so I went on an antidepressant, and it absolutely changed my life.
Well, what is her thought about medication and experience, and has anybody recommended that?
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. She is on Zoloft. She is on a medication, 100 milligrams, that she takes once a day. She's been on that for about 4 years now, and she switched at one point about a year ago. She switched to a different medication, and it was very bad. So she went back to the Zoloft. But I would say that more it might help the severity of some of the anxiety, but it definitely does not take any of it away.
Okay, so is she seeing a psychiatrist, somebody that's helping her manage these meds?
She is. She sees a psychiatrist every month, and she sees a psychologist every week.
And are they collaborating and working together?
They are not. The two of them are not.
Well, that's something that needs to happen, because the psychologist who's doing therapy needs to communicate with the psychiatrist and let them know what the progress is. If she's still severely affected by all this, then maybe they need to do something different. This is a horrible thing for both of you to be in, Sebastian. I'm going to let Dr. Alice Benton speak, but those are just some initial thoughts, okay?
What are you thinking, Alice?
Thank you so much.
Well, 100 milligrams is actually a low dose, and so there is room to move up under the guidance of the psychiatrist, so that's great. That's a great suggestion. I'm going to add two other things, because I think you need to be equipped, Sebastian, of what to do when you see your wife in pain, mm-hmm. and any good spouse wants to help fix it and get her out of it. But a mistake we can fall into is trying to convince our anxious spouse that what they're feeling isn't real. Because, come on, we're going to be safe. The germs aren't that big of a deal. We've washed our hands. It's okay. And that really shuts a person down with anxiety. And then they don't feel safe to talk about it anymore. So validating her experience of her anxiety will allow her to let her guard down with you and talk it through. And your best bet is to be a good listener to her. And Mylan's comfort circle is spot on for how to do that. And lastly, I want you to pray over her, because the enemy loves to exacerbate things like this. So pray forcefully. Engage in spiritual warfare against the enemy in this.
So, quick question for you. The her relationship with God and her relationship with the kind of the earthly representation of God, her Father and Father in Heaven. What are those like?
Yeah, well, her relationship with her parents, her mother and father.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a very good relationship with both her mother and her father. Her father dealt with some things growing up. some traumatic experiences, but her herself, as far as she knows, did not, and she has always had a very good relationship with both her mother and her father.
So there's nothing that would cause her not to trust God with everything in her life. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, talking to Sebastian. Sebastian, we were talking at the break here. Now,
yeah,
we really care about, not that we don't care about other people to call, but we really care about this because this is such a debilitating problem and so serious and so severe, and we believe that if this is anything like every other anxiety situation we've dealt with, there is a solution here. And so I'm going to encourage you to kind of step up your desire to explore different things. We've talked about that medication seems like that's a low dose medication from our experience, and you could just look at medication dosages online and it would verify that. So that'd be something to talk about. And then, as Mylon said, getting the two people together and saying, look, you know, surely there is something we could do that would produce a better result than what we're doing right now. So let's all talk about this together, or at least they should have a phone call or something, the two of them, if not a conjoint session with everybody together. But I really think when it comes to anxiety, if you look at, just turning things over to the Lord isn't enough. She's not able to do that. She's not able to trust God with everything. Where does that come from? What's the source here? Where's this? This pervasive belief that, you know, everything's got to be great and perfect and wonderful for me to be able to exist. Those things, they need to be dealt with in a different way, a deeper way, so that you guys can have some freedom and enjoy your life together sooner than later. So,
Steve, I have one more thing to say to Sebastian. I recommend that you go with her to the psychologist and go with her to the psychiatrist, because sometimes when people are anxious, they don't represent themselves fully. They're trying to please the professional. They're trying to show some, you know, positive spin on things. I'm doing better. And because they don't want to disappoint anxious people don't want to disappoint other people. If you went and you said, here's what I'm really seeing at home, and we're in trouble over here on the home front, that might stir things up a bit, and I wouldn't hesitate. Everybody who is not well needs an advocate.
Yeah, great.
And does she trust that you're out for her best interest? Does she trust that you're out for her best interest? Okay.
Yeah, she reinforces me very often, saying that she couldn't imagine being with somebody that is better for handling the situation. And usually, though, that is when it's typically not in kind of when it's happening. When it's happening, it can get a little rough. But like the doctor said there, you know, I need to just be more there for moral support and not try to. I'm a fixer, and I try to fix the situation. I think I need to learn to back off and not, you know, like she was saying, validate, you know, her, and don't try to prove her wrong, or don't try to, you know, doubt that what she's going through is a real thing.
Okay. So I hope that something we've said here is helpful. And a final comment. We never like people on medication that don't need the medication. But folks with severe anxiety, we have literally seen on the right dose, right medication, change everything very, very quickly. And I would really be looking at that in a severe case like this. Well, this is just one of the reasons that we're here, to try to help people that have something that just won't go away. Larry, let's talk about how people can help us reach other folks with hope and help, and hopefully get to that place where life's just a little bit more fulfilling and happier.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. You know, I've said a couple times on this program that I have friends who say, how is it you can ask for money from people? I could never do that. And I want to read you a statement that was written by a man. His name is Rob. He went to Everyman's Battle a couple months back. He said, I had no idea what to expect, but I was highly doubtful that it would be life-changing. I would have been happy with the tools to intercept my misbehavior. Wow, I don't know what to even say. My life will never be the same in more aspects than marriage. My parenting will change. My interaction with friends will change. My self-image is something I couldn't imagine. Praise God for this workshop. It's truly a miracle manufacturer. And I'm thinking that. when that kind of stuff happens, how can I not come to the mic and say to folks, this is what your giving does. This is what makes a difference. And would you please continue? You know, we have this matching gift going on. And the match is starting to come in. It was slow to start, and it's starting to build a little bit.
Good.
And we need it to continue to build. We need more gifts. And to be honest, I'm hoping to get a few more larger gifts. Not only that, we need all gifts of all size. But your giving translates into lives being different forever, and those lives mean not just a ripple effect across their lives, but also downward generationally. It'll make a difference so deeply. So please, if you're listening to this, and this man, we helped with a scholarship. So there's so many ways you can give and help, but just say you'd like it to be part of the matching gift when you give, please.
Well, I'll tell you, I really believe a lot of folks had a Father's Day that they hadn't had ever or in a long time, and they were really enjoying their family in a way that they had not in a long time, if not ever, and I am grateful that we got to be part of that. And so if you can help us help more dads be real dads, help more men be real men, would you just call us right now? And everything that you do, it's going to be matched. It's going to double. And we're so thankful for all who have given, all who have matched or been on the foundation of the match. It really does make a difference. And $30 a month to join Club New Life, we send you 8 of our best books ever. And a gift of any amount, we send you this wonderful tote that is insulated for camping or for taking things back and forth to the market. Well, don't take them back to the market, but take it out of the market. It's all our way of saying thank you for helping us help others.
Steve, last thought.
Yeah.
This matching gift was a large matching gift, and it's kind of scary because now we have until the end of July to match it. And it's kind of a step of faith to say we need your help because the original gift was $324,000, this pool gift. And that's a lot. It's not, you know, it'd be one thing to say, well, we have a $10,000 matching gift, and it gets matched in a week or two, and we're all happy. But this is really something that's needed to keep this ministry alive and going strongly. So please help us with this today.
Yep. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, it's not hard to ask for money. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Steve. It sounds kind of rude. But,
okay.
Just to advocate for what you guys are saying, it's not hard to ask for money to your friends and comments if you really believe in what you're trying to support. And there is no squandering of money that goes on here at New Life, all right? New Life pays a lot of money to be on the air. So the very fact that people can turn on their radio for free, push a button, and then hear Steve and Alice and Mylon and Larry. And that costs money. I was listening again on my local Christian radio station the other night. While I was driving, they said, this broadcast is sponsored by... And it was the name of the ministry. The same thing with New Life. If you listen, it'll say this ministry was sponsored, this hour was sponsored by New Life.
Right.
And so we have to pay for it. And so it is to do the very thing of ministry. It is not squandered. It is well-used money here. And I just have to say, it's a perfect time, Larry, because it's midsummer. And this is where there's always a lull. So if everybody can get together and realize this could push New Life into a fabulous finish for the year if it was big this summer.
And folks, Larry is so cautious, he even had me limit how many ice cubes I used the other day. That's how careful we are with money.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
That's our Larry.
Thanks for the idea.
That's our Larry.
That was funny.
All right, well, if you can help us, you call us 1-800-NEWLIFE. Now, let's go to Sarah, Rockwall, Texas. She's called us at 1-800-229-3000. Sarah, welcome to New Life. How are you?
I am great. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How can we help?
I am in a, well, my husband and I are both in our second marriage, and there is 9 years between us. He was raised completely different from myself. And my question is, well, my problem and my question is I am still having a struggle within myself communicating with him and letting him know, you know, this is how I feel, or, you know, I would like this as far as, you know, intimacy, or just being able to communicate with him on a deeper level than just normal talk. And my question is, how would I go about doing that? Because I still struggle. I still struggle with trying to open up to him and really be able to talk to him.
Okay. So you think it has to do with his age and the he's the farmer, you're the city person?
A lot. Some of it, yes, his age, but also some of it is spiritual as well.
Hold on.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and then you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. It is New Life Live. You remember those old bracelets? What would Jesus do? We really try to think about what would Jesus say. We want wisdom, you know, just not common sense or what the lay of the land would present. We want to go deeper and try to present truth with grace, mercy, and all things that we do. Right now, we're talking with Sarah, Rockwall, Texas, KWRD, and having a hard time communicating with older husband. He's the farm mentality. She's the city girl. Mylon, you want to get us started here?
Yeah, really, age has nothing to do with it. Emotional intelligence and relational intelligence is the category of the conversation. You want to share your heart, what you're feeling inside, what your desires are for closeness, communication, connection, non-sexual physical touch as well as sexual touch. And this is hard for him. And he doesn't have really ears to hear this. It's not a part of his vocabulary. But if you ask him, you know, what crops do you do at certain times of the year and what machine do you use to harvest them, he could tell you. So he doesn't have a language for emotional and relational intelligence, Sarah, does he?
He was raised on a farm. He's not farming now.
Well, okay, but does he have emotional and relational intelligence? When you met him, did he know how to talk about emotions and hear your heart before you got married?
No, sir.
Okay.
But I didn't very much either.
Well, look, I love it that you're growing. I love it that you want that. And a lot of times, you know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And if you happen to get to one of our weekends, New Life Weekend, you would learn how to begin to share with one another from the heart. It's a learned thing. It's like any life skill. And I ask people all the time in our audiences, what are you really good at? What have you become an expert at? And people raise their hands and I'll say, now how many years did it take for you to become an expert at that thing? And they'll say 10, 5, 4, 6. And I'll say, but yet we think we should just get married and know how to talk to each other. And our families never talked. Alice, you've learned, as I had to learn as adults, how to have conversations. We learned as adults.
That's right, Sarah. My husband and I, when we got into our marriage, we're both in the counseling field, and we didn't know how to do this. Because when the emotions are high, when the feelings are strong, it is so hard to put into practice some of these ways of active listening, of validating and empathizing. So I think a fantastic step for you and your husband would be if you let him know that you want to know him better and you want to be known better by him. And would he be willing to read a book with you? Would he be willing to try out the comfort circle so that your listening can go to a deeper level with that structure? How do you imagine he'd respond to that kind of request made in love?
I think he would.
Okay.
Good.
I think he would be very open to that.
Nice.
Well, that is great to hear because, you know, it's one thing to have a problem. It's another thing to only look at the other person, not be willing to look at yourself, think, you know, if they get their act together, everything's going to be great. So go with that willingness. And there are so many men that aren't willing to look at anything like that. They want you to get adjusted to them and meet their needs. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I would really affirm him so much in that and see if you guys could do it. So I'm going to send you How We Love, and in there, so many things that you can talk and share about that maybe they've just up until this point, they've never come up. But it also gives you this great, great plan call the comfort circle, where you're really providing some safe place for emotions, thoughts, feelings to be shared as you hold each other, and it really can make all the difference in the world. So I'm going to send that to you. I'm glad that you called. And in the meantime, communication is always amazing when we ask a question without an agenda in our response to the answer. People can ask questions, but they're just waiting to respond to whatever you say. So, for all of us, ask more questions and respond without some plan. Now, all of us get triggered and stuff, and we respond in ways we wish we hadn't. But maybe today we could all just do a little better job of just responding by listening to whatever is there. If you need some help, the phone number to call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help you. If you want to help us, same thing. And I can just squeeze in one more phone call right before we go. Don't have a lot of time, but let me go to you, Kay, Fort Worth, Texas, KWRD. How you doing, and how could we help you?
Okay, well, for about 6 years now, I've been plagued with anxiety and panic attacks, like during driving, mostly on highways. That's the biggest portion. So it really affects my life.
Sure.
And I've got a funeral that's going to be in Irving this weekend, and I'm dreading driving.
What have you ever done about it? Have you ever talked to anybody or sought any kind of help for it?
Yes, I've had last year. Well, I went for about a year and a half, and to a Christian counselor, and we did a lot of this. It's called EMDR therapy.
Then that didn't help you.
And well, actually, it did. It helped me for a good while, and then And it's kind of expensive, so that's kind of why I haven't gone back.
Well, let's start with Alice here real quick, see if we could give you some insight here in the time that we have left. What do you think, Alice?
Okay, most of us need to get back into therapy again at another point, especially if you've had a car accident, if you've seen an accident, if you've been scared by the reality of what can happen out there on the highway. So there are ways and means to find therapy again that is more amenable. And even just asking a therapist if they'd reduce their fees, most people are willing to consider that. It's hard to acknowledge, I've got to go back, it's not fixed yet, or I'm having a problem in another area. But even if it's not EMDR, learning techniques like grounding, which it brings the body's reactivity down and it helps relax you. I have my clients do this while they sit in the car before they start to drive, and I combine it with prayer, and they do muscle relaxation and grounding. And over time, practicing that regularly, it can really help reduce that higher anxiety you have. But as we talked with another caller earlier, if you're having panic attacks, that's a pretty high level of anxiety too. So that's also why we want to encourage you to get back into treatment and even consider medication if you're not on it now. You don't have to live with that high level of anxiety, but it takes intervention to get better.
Okay.
Mylon, any thoughts here as we close out?
Well, I was going to ask about the sudden onset of this, because you said about 6 years ago it all began. So as Alice said, something happened to precipitate this. Perhaps you were scared. You saw something. Element of mortality became apparent to you, and go ahead.
Yeah, I would say I had like low grade manageable anxiety about driving for years, most of my life. And I did have a bad car accident when 18, but 6 years ago an incident did happen, and it just threw my anxiety into nuclear level.
Okay, what's important here is to realize a lot of the focus then. So now we're adding in the concept of some PTSD.
Yeah.
So we really need to be thinking about, how do I work through seeing what I saw and being able to do the therapy, as Alice said, to get myself into a position where that has a little less power in me. So you're on a good course.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think that's going to help you some. Hope you can take this advice. 1-800-229-3000 for the next program.
Listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.